another guy who is close to the story, Josh Grant, does the Utes pregame show. Every single Utah running Utes pregame show, and it's a pleasure to have Josh join us right now here on TK in the Midday. Josh, thanks.
Thank you, TK. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, me too. So let's go right to it. Give me your, you know, as you watch the play develop, just sort of give me your sense, your reaction as you've remembered it.
Well, I kind of have three issues with it. One, the first one is just kind of as a basketball person who is kind of a purist. Regardless of what happened, whether Taylor hit him or not, whether Taylor got hit in the face or not, whether Taylor dropped to the ground like a big baby or not, that's irrelevant. The point is that that Emery cocked back his arm and threw a punch. So that's where I have the first problem. And so he should have been kicked out without question. People who say that the refs handled it improperly, I'm sorry, it's not true. He threw a punch. And the way the rules are now and the fact that we have video, it's dumb. You're going to get caught every time, so why would you do it? And that leads to my second point, and that is, Emery, you're acting like a dumb freshman. If you want to retaliate, you don't just pull back your arm and swing at the guy's face. Everybody has retaliatory moments. They do. You just got to keep your head, and you set the guy up. You run him in a good screen. Maybe you give him an elbow to the ribs. I don't know. You know, I'm not totally against a retaliatory move, but I'm against what he did and how he did it. So as a freshman, I think, come on, man, you need to learn. It's not very smart. And the third point is, he represents my religion. You just got back from a two-year mission. Where is your cool, calm-headedness? And that bothers me. I think he should just say, you know what, I got caught up in the heat of the moment. I threw a punch. I apologize and move on. And everybody would respect him 10 times more than listening to all the excuses, all the justifications, the people who say he's a tough kid. That's not tough. To throw a punch from a guy or to a guy who's got his back towards you, there's nothing tough about that. So it really bothers me on a lot of different levels. And the whole attitude of making excuses and justifying his poor choices, I think is ridiculous. And BYU needs to just come to their senses and just say, it was a dumb play. He apologizes. Let's move forward.
Yeah, well said. I think you kind of, in one sort of fell swoop, you addressed so many issues there. And, I think the apology, I mean, again, I played a lot, and there's ways to do it. We've all retaliated. I've been on both ends. I've not sucker punched somebody, but I've gotten away with a shot. And, sure. And I've looked around. So, you know, you can, you know, you play when somebody goes up and jacks you up and you look around and the ref doesn't call it. You go, okay, you got me on that one. Good on you. But, you know, I'm coming for you at some point.
Exactly. And that happened a lot. I mean, I remember 100 years ago playing against Durant. You know, Durant's trying to get physical, pushing me off a screen or something, and that's just how it is. It's a physical game. I remember getting a shot into his ribs, but, you know, it wasn't a cheap shot necessarily. It was more of a battle. He would have done the same thing to me and probably did, and you know, that's fine. But when you're
right,
when you're taking a swing at somebody, maybe Emery's got a little anger management problem. It wasn't, right before his mission, I was doing some online work for high school games. I went down and did a game in which Lone Peak was playing, and he got a technical there for chewing off at the refs. And everybody wants to make excuses for the guy. Act like an adult. You're a return missionary, kind of. So why don't you act like that and be respectful of the game, be respectful of yourself, be respectful of your team, be respectful of your religion that you so-called represent as a student at BYU. And, you know, act like an adult. And he didn't. And I think it's because he's just had so many people make excuses for him all the time. You know, just grow up.
Josh Grant, former Ute great, now works here with us, ESPN 700, on the Running Utes pregame show. At UteJosh5 on Twitter. Twitter's a fun place to be these days. Last 24 hours, or 12 hours, I guess. you know, so... I guess what happens next? I mean, the rivalry, this stokes it and stirs it, and that's okay with me. And I really didn't you know, the punch came out of nowhere, it seemed. The game wasn't as close as maybe the final score indicated, and it's a bad look. And then, you know, the other thing that I think maybe bugged me as much is the way he stopped, pivoted, and hovered and taunted and then left. I mean, you know, he backed up what he did, in a sense, with a reminder and words, and you know, that kind of wraps it up into one whole ball and a really an ample opportunity. It's a, what would they call it, a coaching moment, teachable moment.
And I
think you're going to he's going to apologize at some point, because as Riles said during the broadcast in the heat of it, you know, he said Nick's better than that, and you take the high road and you just say the kid's better than that. The game
that would be nice. I just don't know that BYU is typically going down that road. Now I do have a lot of respect for Rose, and I think that he will do something. But in the past, as we've seen, people taking cheap shots, it's always just kind of swept under the carpet. And I do. I hope that Rose kind of nips this in the bud and puts an end to it. But, you know, a lot of it goes down to the emotion. I understand he's a freshman. He was not having a good game.
That was as bad as I've ever seen him play. And really some surprisingly bad decisions he made. And I agree. There was a ton of frustration there. But I don't think we're going to get an apology if it was in a sense a retaliation. You know, that if that's his mindset, then maybe my hope that there would be an apology is, you know, fall on deaf ears, unless he looks at the tape and says, well, maybe, you know, maybe it was just jostling that happens, and maybe Brandon Taylor wasn't trying to slap him or you know, whatever. But that's on him. That's a decision that Nick Emery has to make, along with his family and Coach Rose, whether or not it warrants an apology. He will miss the next game. It's costing his team there a game against Weber State, which, you know, you figure the Cougars on a normal day would have a shot, a pretty good shot at winning. You'd say they'd be favored clearly. Now maybe changes things when you're a starting point guard or two guard. I guess Kyle's the point guard there. It doesn't make it. But, you know, I'm just wondering from Coach Krestowiak also picked his words very interesting in the postgame. Talking about, you know, Eric Mika tossed 2 years ago, makes it 2 out of 3 years when a BYU player has been tossed from the rivalry game for actions on the court. And, you know, we love the rivalry. We want it in football every year, and basketball, we get it every year, and it's great. And this doesn't in any way dissuade me from wanting to see these guys play. And I look at it as an isolated. I mean, do you really sense that this is an overriding a feeling among the teams? I don't sense that. I think like you said, it's a kid who lost his mind for a minute and made a mistake.
Well, it happened both from freshmen, both getting beat fairly soundly with Mika and with Emery last night. It's understandable. I do have to kind of disagree with you. I don't believe that it is a rivalry anymore, because there's just not the same implication that there has been in the past. I think it's a great annual tradition. You know, Jimmy Soto kind of talked about that on Twitter, and that's what it's become.
Interesting.
It's an annual tradition. But the rivalry that it used to be was, if you lost that game, there was a good chance you didn't win the conference.
No doubt.
You know, they knocked you off at the chance to win the conference. And so now it is an annual tradition, and it's fun and it's exciting, but
no, I agree.
The game itself wasn't – it was great. I mean, it's competitive. It's emotional. The part that bugs me the most is the ridiculous comments that you get on Twitter somehow justifying the actions. And that's what really bothers me the most about this whole interaction between BYU and Utah.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave this with one last thought with you. Like, to me, if whatever side of the argument, if somebody's going to live in the thought that it was a retaliation, I think – and I'll put it out there. I think that's disingenuous to think that it was a retaliation. I mean, maybe that's what Nick Emery feels. I didn't see anything. I watched the tape. I went back and watched the last couple of minutes prior to that. I didn't see anything from, you know, they may have been, and Brandon said they didn't really talk much. And if they did, he was talking with Kyle Collinsworth and some other guys during the game. And it was more complimentary, and it was more of a good natured trash talk. And that happens too. But, all right, moving forward, if you're you're Coach Rose, how do you handle this clearly talented young man who's made a big mistake?
I think that he did a good job when Emery was driving the ball hard on the left side of the floor, and he dribbled the ball up above his head, and the ref called a carry, and Emery tried to talk to the ref, and immediately Rose subbed him out, and when he came to the sideline, Rose had words with Emery, and I think a lot of it was just telling him he needed to calm down, he needed to not let the occasion get him all worked up. He is a freshman. He hasn't played in this situation. It's the first time probably in his college career, at least, where he was playing against guys that were better athletes than him, and so it was speeding him up. So it was a great opportunity to kind of settle him down. I think that Rose should do the same thing and let him know that, you know, we love your passion for the game, but you got to keep it under control. Otherwise, you're not just hurting yourself, but you're hurting our team, and we really don't know what we can rely on if you're kind of flying off the handle because something's not going well for you.
That's a great point. Great point.
It's just a matter of having that sit down. He's going to get punished. I think he should apologize as part of the learning situation because, hey, it's pretty humbling to stand up in front of people and say, you know what, I made a mistake.
Right.
That would be a great step in the right direction.
Well, and it's, you know, I mean, we all make mistakes, and you know, it's part of his journey, his learning process, and he'd be a better young man for it, but he has to arrive at that. And I'm going to cut you loose, but Joe, you get a minute. Go take a look at during the time that the referees are looking at the reviewing it and everything. Take a look at Dave Rose is burning a hole through Nick Emery.
Oh,
he
yeah.
is just staring at him like, what in the world was that?
Yeah, he's smart. He understands. He's a respectable guy. He
yep.
respects the game. And so good for him. And I hope he really does, you know, get after him a little bit.
We'll see. Great insight. Thank you so much, Josh Grant. Obviously, Running Utes legend, does a great job on our Running Utes game day, hosting that show, and on Twitter, @UteJosh5. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, TK. Good
okay.
to talk to you.